Welcome to the Dementia Caregiver Talk Show, a podcast to help you navigate the senior care maze. Learn and laugh with us as we discuss creative solutions and ideas to common and uncommon dementia care challenges and how to make sense of the senior care industry and options, even if you're not a professional. Hello and welcome to the Dementia Caregiver Talk Show with Joanne Westbrook and Valerie. How are you doing, Joanne?
I'm great. How are you doing,
Val? I'm good. It's episode 13 and
yes.
Funny thing, we're talking today about the 13 creative ways to reduce sundowning.
Yeah. And you know, that's a tough topic.
Yeah.
We run into that quite often. And one of the things I will just tell you quickly is that more so with Alzheimer's than mm-hmm. some of the others. And so middle to late stage is when you're going to start seeing some of the challenges with this. And, you know, part of that has to do with the rhythm, you know, day and night, your mm-hmm. circadian rhythm. And so part of the difficulty is, let's talk about some ideas and strategies as to what to do, because we want to keep that normal rhythm going.
Right.
And there are ways that you can do that. You just have to really, we don't normally think through those things, I think. And so this is really something that we have to think about. And then again, if we're in the middle of the evening, I will tell you that everybody just kind of needs to stay calm.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you know, how do you feel at the end of the day, Val? You're kind of tired.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you've been very active, there's one way of feeling, but then there's another way if you haven't been active.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we run into trouble, because sometimes when your rhythm is off, your days and nights are mixed up. So you might start sleeping more during the day and you're awake at night. Now,
right.
What happens when you're the Lone Ranger, which we try to tell people Ooh. Never be that.
Right. Well, if the person you're caring for sleeps during the day and is up at night, then your rhythm will because then you'll have to be up when they're up.
That's
and
right.
And
like having a brand new baby,
right? And then just I would imagine total exhaustion.
It is,
and
it's very, very challenging. And you know, we talked about this a while back, Valerie, but the statistics say if you're over 65, you're the caregiver, your chances of dying are much higher than the person who has dementia.
Wow.
And that comes from the complete emotional and physical fatigue.
Wow.
And so we want to avoid that.
Yep.
We want to do that. So let's talk about some of the things that I feel like is going to really help you. And I don't know how many people out there have a dog.
Yes.
And they love talking about a dog. But, you know, that's really a good time when it's starting to get darker at night. If you could have a pet with you, put some quiet music on, turn off the TV, have a little cuddle time. And I have been hearing that there are some people who are not recognizing their spouse in the evening. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be the pet. Maybe the two of you could hold hands and just sort of talk through and just be together for a little while and keep that rhythm. Because there's something I want to tell you, and that is that with the brain, we keep emotional memories even after an event has gone by. You don't know what it was, but you know how it made you feel.
Yes. Yep.
So if we're going to have an emotional, we want it to be a good one. So be thinking about if you have some pets and you needed a little time alone, mm-hmm. let that pet stay with your loved mm-hmm. one. And let's just start calming things down in the evening. The other thing is sometimes when both of you are tired, you start arguing back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's not good.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. We have to learn early on with this disease that arguing is not something that's going to be productive for you at all.
Right.
So we want to make sure we keep ourselves calm in the evening. And that's part of the whole process.
Yeah.
So if you are starting to see behavior issues at night, one of the things I want you to think about, and you may not be thinking in this direction, they may be overtired. They may be hungry, thirsty, or have some other issue that has caused them to become agitated. And so you need to be a little bit of a detective. We
right.
talk about this
yes.
often.
Yep.
start taking, start noticing what things are happening around that person if they start to get agitated, and then develop a system where you know that you can avoid that scenario.
The trigger, yeah.
The trigger that causes them to get agitated. And it's interesting, if you truly pay attention to people, you begin to see those things. And you'll be able to find a pattern that is definitely going to change that. And that's really, really important. So if I were in the middle of this, what I would want to do is kind of track what's going on during the day. Because the activities during the day is what's going to cause them to be either full of energy or really, really tired. Now, you know how easy it is if you're just sitting around and not doing anything.
Yes.
You might just sort of drift off.
Oh, yeah. I would get tired. Yeah.
Well, the idea is, since we know they're getting their nights and days, we do not want them to get mixed up. So that means mm-hmm. keep them active during the day.
Right.
So those are the things we want to start talking about. And I'm going to give you a little bit of that as our 13 ideas yep. that are creative.
Nice.
Now, you may not think about this, but one of the definite triggers has to do with lighting. Mm-hmm. And as the evening starts getting a little darker, you start seeing the mood change mm-hmm. with this person. Now, there's a couple things you can do. One of the things, if they're not outside during the day getting that full vitamin D3 that they get from the sun and getting a lot of that, you can buy those full spectrum lights. And if you buy one of those, it really changes their emotional behavior. It's a very interesting thing, but they're not getting enough light. And the darker the lights are, the more depressed they become. I don't know if you have ever been in a situation where, I'll give you an example. If it's super rainy and it's dark yes. outside, it's almost a little depressing.
It is. And I think for us, so we're located in Florida. So, yeah. We're used to having sun all the time. And that's sort of what we're used to. And I've noticed that in myself, that on a rainy, cloudy day, I will feel tired. I immediately feel the effects of it.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. So you have to know that you better come up with something yep. that will give you some energy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's kind of a normal thing to just sort of say, I think I'll take a nap.
Right.
Don't take a nap. Because you want them to be tired at the end of the evening. Mm-hmm. So that full spectrum light, you might not think about that. But the truth is, that's one of the newest episodes of creating a new environment. And that's different lighting in the house. And most of it's the full spectrum.
Nice.
And give them at least 2 hours of that per day. And that's basically what they're telling you. So another thing is, what do you want to do? Let's start playing that music. We told
All
you.
Right.
Yeah, we
yes.
love music.
Oh, yeah.
It changes your mood. And if they're kind of sleepy and feeling, just get them some mm-hmm. peppy music going. Mm-hmm. Start doing something with them. And here's another next step. Start dancing a little bit.
Nice.
It doesn't hurt to get up and just do a little moving. And yeah. that's physical, which helps their body move. Mm-hmm. And the muscles need that, because we don't want them to start getting stiff and really have other issues.
And it's just so much fun.
Oh, it is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely keep that in mind. Another thing that really has been very helpful too is aromatherapy. Now, believe it or not, there is something called lemon balm, mm-hmm. which is known for helping people to calm down.
Nice.
And in the evening, if you're having difficulty with that, either lavender or lemon balm is a great, and they have those misters now, mm-hmm. right? You know mm-hmm. about those. So you just put those drops in there, turn that on, and let the environment, it's a different smell.
Nice.
And it starts to really calm you down, especially if you've been a little agitated or irritated. Now, the other thing I will say to you, because we know about the emotional piece to that, and that is they remember that, but they might not remember why,
yeah.
as I said, but here's something that I would like to see you possibly do. First of all, I want you to spend a little time really with each other. Okay, holding hands. And that, by the way, is a great thing to do in the daytime. Take them for a walk.
Nice.
Just holding hands and looking around. But you're getting the daylight. You're getting that comfort with each other, which reminds them that the two of you are connected, mm-hmm. right? So the other thing, how many of you have photo albums of the two of you together? So if nothing else, your wedding. And that perhaps if they're mid stage or later, they're going to remember back a little further than they do actually right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that you want to show them those photos and those good times and talk about them together. And do that in the evening when things are calm, because that's when they start feeling like emotionally they're now attached a little bit more to you. And I do have another suggestion, and that would be if you have a photo album, not a photo album, but a picture frame of the two of you on your bedside table. So that before you go to bed, there's that picture of the two of you as another reminder that the two of you are together. Oh. Because if somebody's forgetting who you are, try to remember that that's that emotional connection that will help you get through that. So that's just one of those other ideas. And then I will tell you one thing that you might not even be thinking about, but one of the things that may cause a problem is if you try to give somebody a bath in the evening. Really and truly, that's kind of a difficult, as we talked about, we probably will do that one again.
Right.
But bathing is difficult. And so if that becomes an agitation, you don't want to do that in the evening.
Yep.
It is much better for you to try to do that in the morning, because in the morning, your days are going to be easier than they are in the evening. So anything that looks like it might create chaos, don't do it at night.
Do it earlier. That makes sense.
That's
it. Yeah.
So actually maybe right after breakfast. So that's one of the things. But the most important thing for you, and I know this is challenging, but once you do it, it'll be great. You have to create a routine, and it's got to be a routine for them that they're comfortable with, so that they are the next day are going to know exactly what's going to happen, which keeps them calm. What causes problems for people is if they're thrown in a situation, they don't know anything. They don't know what's happening around them.
Right.
So if you know every morning you're going to get up, you're going to have breakfast, and then after breakfast, you're going to go take a bath. And then after that, you're going to go for a walk. You know, I mean, you set up the pattern that sounds like fun, but always something for them to look forward to, because then you're not going to have that conflict of them saying, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. And I think that makes sense because if you don't know what's ahead, I could see how that could create some sort of anxiety. So if you got that routine and sort of rhythm in place,
it definitely makes a difference. And again, as I said, no napping, because it surprisingly, just as little cat nap, as they call them, which we all would like to have, actually can lead to a real serious problem later in the evening. And the only sleeping we want is in the evening when you go to bed at night, because what we're trying to do is reset that circadian rhythm, get you back to where you used to be when you weren't confused and having difficulties. Now, the other thing is, as soon as it starts dusk, start turning all the lights on, because this is the depression that happens. So people don't think about that. But if all the lights are on, people have a tendency to feel like it's a sunny day.
Right.
And things are still light and airy. But if it starts feeling dark in a room, people start getting depressed. And when you start doing that, that triggers other things that cause problems with their memory. Wow. And so if there's an emotional problem going on, I might not remember who you are, and I might yell at you and ask you to get out of my house, and what are you doing here? So keeping that level light as long as you can until it's time to go to bed is critical. And that's why that full spectrum is a really nice thing to have in your house. And you can buy those. They're all different prices, by the way.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're on Amazon. You can find them for lamps or perhaps overhead even for some of the other, because fluorescent lighting is really not very helpful.
If you want to, we can include some, we can just include some sample links.
Absolutely.
In the podcast.
Let's do that. If you would do that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Because it has been proven to be a huge help for people, and they just really don't think about it. So anyway, the most important thing is if you don't have a photo album, I'd put one together.
Okay.
Because a photo album is one of those things throughout the day that can be used, especially in the evening. And one of the things I would tell you is that if you have a nice little cup of hot tea before bed and the two of you are talking and looking at photographs and reminiscing about things, I'm telling you that relationship will stay very strong together. Yeah. And you're not going to lose probably that I don't know who you are, because you've been together as much as possible throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difficulty comes if you need to bring another person in, which we kind of hope you do.
Right.
It has to be a familiar person to them that they like. And then, because if you need to leave, we want you to be with that person that's going to make them happy and not let them nap during the day.
Yeah.
Keep them busy.
Yeah.
And that will give you relief time, because it is exhausting to create it. But once you get a schedule, once you get it together, the next day becomes much easier for you. But it's really important. The last thing I want to talk about very briefly, which is very, very concerning, is hydration. You know, I think we talked about that.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that is concerning is that, and especially with Alzheimer's, there's a part of the brain that tells you whether you're thirsty or not. And when it is damaged with dementia, it doesn't trigger that.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be fully just really parched and thirsty, but it doesn't tell you that you need to drink.
Wow.
So we run into physical problems with UTIs, all kinds of things. But even for a normal person, you know how it is in Florida when you're outside all day. If you're
hot.
Not drinking water, you become dehydrated and you can become dizzy and start having all kinds of almost what looks like delirium. So with dementia, it is critical that you get hydration.
Yeah.
And sometimes they have difficulty swallowing. And so there are different situations there. They use that thickened liquids for people who just cannot get the, because we don't want them to aspirate.
No, you want to be safe.
Yes, very definitely. Also, I will tell you, medications like for high blood pressure, that has a diuretic in it. And that will suck that right out of you. So Hydration. Keep water close by to remind yourself to give them a drink, and you have a drink with them at the same time. but that's critical, because that can cause so many different problems.
Yeah.
So even though you might not be thinking about it, maybe they're just thirsty.
Right.
You know, it's funny. There is actually a commercial out there that says, you're not hungry, you're thirsty. You're not tired, you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
I have. Yeah, I haven't seen the commercial, but I've read that. A lot of times we, in essence, misread the body symptom. And what it really is dehydration. It's
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, because we're mostly made up of water.
Right.
But we forget that. And so keeping the water in the body is really important. Mm. And when somebody has memory issues, they're not going to remember to ask you for that.
No.
So we have to trigger it and make sure they get that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So those are kind of the issues that happen around sundowning.
Yeah. Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. And just in quick to the hydration, what that made me think of is there's a program with TPS. No, it's advanced care and later stage dementia.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
where people are more advanced, but there's the scene where she helps a person drink, and what she does is she calls it the hand under hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so in essence, she's holding the resident's hand and lifts it up so that the resident's hand is in essence still holding it, kept moving up. And what happens is it makes swallowing easier for them, because it's muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So she does, which is tricky.
Yeah.
And you have to watch this
video. Yeah, you definitely want to watch it.
It's amazing, because she calls it a dry swallow.
Oh, yes.
And what she does is she puts it up to your lips, but you don't actually drink anything, but it tricks your throat to swallow. And so then the second time she puts it up there, then the water goes down.
Yeah.
So she's an occupational therapist. You know, she knows the body really well.
Yep.
But there are some techniques that she teaches that are phenomenal.
Yes.
And we have lots of those.
Yes, we do. On that note, So as we mentioned last time, we're partnered with TIPA, and we have a variety of programs with her. And we have those at our website at www.pineseducation.org. And TIPA teaches a lot of those skills, where in creative ways you can use a person's own muscle memory that's
you know, still there.
Right.
To help with many tasks.
Yeah. And you know what? It's interesting. And that's just as we go back to that again, just real briefly, if that person has difficulty holding on to a glass or a cup, you can get those two-handed cups, which make it easier for that person to bring it to their mouth and balance it when they put it back down again. So using the hand under hand, which we'll have to visually show you when we get our media.
Yes, we're planning on having like a little vlog, and we're going to film little video clips where we can show you
what the difference is. Because your hand is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can use these three fingers. Well, the thumb and the pointer finger and the third finger actually manipulate everything you do during the day.
Yeah.
And the two little fingers are what hold on. They're your strength.
Right.
So if you hold on to that person's hand with those two strengths right there, those three can hold the cup and you can bring it to their mouth. And you actually, their whole arm is doing it as if they were doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we call the muscle memory. Oh, now I know what you're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a YouTube clip with Tipa on it where I don't know if it's exactly if it's eating or drinking, but I think it's, if I remember correctly, this is sort of impromptu. you can see how she, you know, how she uses that technique. So maybe I'll share that in the show notes as well.
I think that would be awesome. Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, so that gives you a little insight.
So I sort of derailed the conversation a little bit, but you know, as you talk and you know, you give all these tips, things, you know.
You're percolating over
there. That's right.
I can tell. And that's what happens when you and I get together.
Yes.
But we're so happy all of you are with us, and we love the comments you're giving us, and we hope that we can continue to provide you with resources. Mm-hmm. Information and skills as we move along.
Yeah, reach out to us at any time at info@pineseducation.org and let us know what you'd love to hear about. And before I forget, next month, about a month from now, Tipa Snow is going to have two seminars here in Sarasota, Florida. So if you're in Florida, don't want to miss it. If you're not in Florida, you might want to think about a vacation.
Yes, very pretty down here, but we're going to do a program that is specific to bathing and all the challenges, and then protecting your relationship with your spouse, which when dementia hits, you know, your roles reverse.
Yes.
And how do you navigate that? Yeah. It's really hard.
That is really hard.
Yeah.
If you want to see the flyer for the event, you can go to www.pineseducation.org/ Tipa 2018. And I know because Tipa's name is unusual. It's T-E-E-P-A and then 2018. But I will also include that in
there
the show
notes.
Okay. We're going to have a long show notes this time.
Oh, that'd be good.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Joanne.
I
think
it
was really helpful.
It.
And thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And,
absolutely.
We'll hear you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.